live from the Allstate Showcase Studio. This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
We are live in beautiful downtown LaGrange. And it really is. This is, and I've always felt this way, one of the best downtowns in all of the, what, 8-county area?
Mm-hmm. 6+.
Let's make it 8. Let's add a couple of counties.
Yeah.
I wonder if I lived here. Is it 7-8 counties or 8 counties?
Well, it depends. On how far west and how north you want to go. All of them.
And if you come into Horton's in downtown LaGrange today, you will be, as I was, overwhelmed with the Christmas spirit.
Isn't it beautiful?
Boy, they got it Christmased up, huh?
I know. It's gorgeous. I already put 2 wreaths aside, too. I'm going to buy one. Maybe I'll just buy them both.
I'll create a distraction, and you pay for both.
That sounds good. Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
If I drop your name, what'll I get?
You get either wreath at the regular price.
Perfect.
Which is fantastic.
Perfect.
You and Mary Vandewald looking very red and very Christmased up.
I thank you. Did you see my red shoes?
I did not.
I have red boots. Shoes. Check them out.
Hold them up so the people on the radio can see. Oh,
sorry, Audrey, I didn't mean to kick you in the head.
That is Friday night shoes right there.
Woo. Yeah. Kicking some boots.
Dave, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Steve, how are you?
Delightful. Good talk.
Yeah. I thought that went well.
Any big sports news breaking overnight?
Let's see. The Blackhawks lost.
Yeah, I saw that. I
heard that.
Yeah, I was part of that.
Yeah.
They picked up a point.
You were part of it?
Yeah, I was part of that. Not a part of the loss, but I watched it.
Okay.
They picked up a point.
Picked up a point.
Yeah. But it's got stop-start sort of sensation we've had most of the season.
Well, Dallas couldn't stay out of the box early, and the Blackhawks couldn't take advantage.
1-for-8 on the power play, was it?
1-for-7.
1-for-7?
Yeah.
John DeCostas here. Good morning, John.
Good morning. I'm writing a short story. Horton helps a who.
Oh, that's sweet. That's sweet. And who is coming in to buy Christmas items?
Anybody. Doesn't matter. They'll help anybody.
Adam plugged things in at what time? 2-3 in the morning? 2 or 3 in the morning? And he couldn't be more bitter to have chosen this as a career. And Sandberg making sure that we all behave. We'll do the top 6 at 6. Let's do it right now. Why not? Let's go.
From the Steve Cochran Auditorium in the lovely Sunrise Hotel, it's time to get your kicks. With the top 6 at 6. Sponsored by American Weathermakers, the home of the 60-Minute Man.
And the WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour continues live from Horton's Home Lighting in LaGrange, presented by Allstate. Chicago's own good hands. Item number 1, Chief Judge Evans is suing Tony Preckwinkle to block the Cook County layoffs that were spurred by the pop tax repeal. I still think the whole fix was in on that situation.
I completely agree. Pop tax goes away today, and you knew this was coming, that a lawsuit would be filed on behalf of someone from the county who Tony Preckwinkle said, well, you need to cut your department. You didn't think it would be from the chief judge, though. He basically, in the suit, says that the county has absolutely no authority to tell him what to do.
$200 million is what they have to make up. Is that right?
200 plus, yeah.
Oprah's got that in her car. Does she still have a place in town?
I think she does, actually, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Next. Teachers union news. The CPS plans to close 4 Englewood high schools, and people are saying it could destabilize the neighborhoods even further. These are high schools that either aren't working or where the attendance is dropped to a level that's not sustainable. What else am I missing in the story?
That's absolutely it. It's just, I don't want to say, schools that really haven't been making their mark when it comes to test scores, making no money, obviously. So also already in danger of closing, yeah.
The counter-argument there is if you close the schools, then you invite the gangs to further take over the neighborhoods.
Right, and you'd have to put those students at schools elsewhere. So would you bus them in? Who would pay for that? Where would they go?
Is there a particular reason that the attendance is so far down at these schools?
That's a great question. They need to be going to school. The parents need to be making sure they are in schools, but they're not. It's a great question.
Next. Paul Manafort has announced a proposed bail deal with prosecutors. I don't understand this at all. They're going to cut his ankle bracelet off, and they're going to allow him to go to 4 different states where he has properties, Pennsylvania, Florida, I think New York, and D.C. Mm-hmm. he doesn't have his passport, but gosh.
Passports.
His passports, but yeah. Gosh, it's impossible to get a fake passport online. How could this guy not be a flight risk? One of the attorney's arguments is he's one of the most recognizable people in the country. Well, he looks like an Elvis impersonator. There's 47,000 of those.
Right. And Rick Gates, who's also been under home confinement and GPS monitoring, is saying, well, if he gets a deal, I want a deal.
Yeah, and he's put up $11 million worth of property. We don't need the property. We need this clown to talk. So I don't understand it. I don't understand. This is why, if I'm consulted on these things, we wouldn't have these problems. Next. Senate Republicans are scaling back the tax cuts and the giant tax package to get support. As congressional analysis said late Thursday, the legislation would officially add $1 trillion to the deficit over the next decade. Janet Yellen, who is the outgoing head of the Fed, said every American should be up at night not sleeping over this $20 trillion in debt. Mm. I mean, there's just no way to pay it back. You know, you just go, well, this will be on your kids and your grandkids. This will be on your grandkids' grandkids.
Were you surprised that McCain threw his support behind it?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah. I was, too.
Yeah. Two of the senators that Trump had a peeing contest with are crucial to get this over the hump. And he would have to – normally the way this works is the president, if he needs a vote from someone in his own party or even someone from the opposing party, would pick up the phone and make a call. Well, because he had this back and forth with Flake from Arizona and Corker from Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think happens when he picks up the phone and calls Corker or Flake? Yeah, who's this? I don't know, a Trump.
Right.
No, wrong number.
Was this after or before or after he already called him out on Twitter and called him Flaky Jeff Flake? And
yeah,
what he said about Corker.
It again goes to the fact that he doesn't know how to do the job. But Flake and Corker have to serve their constituents regardless of what how they feel about the president. And I don't know that they're doing that either. It's a hot mess, which is a real shock. Huh? Yeah. Next. Bette Midler's birthday, she said all she wants is an apology from Geraldo Rivera. Do you remember this story that Geraldo allegedly sexually assaulted her on a date?
I don't remember that. I was reading the story this morning. I didn't remember it at the time. It was supposed to be in the 70s that this
early
happened.
To
Do you remember
70s.
The story?
I remember talking about it, and I think she included it either in a book or she definitely talked to Barbara Walters about it at one point. But mm-hmm. Geraldo supposedly gave her the old Matt Lauer. Hasn't apologized for it. So it doesn't seem like Bette Midler is somebody you want mad at you.
I completely agree.
Right? Cold cock you.
Uh-huh.
And this is an interesting turn. We'll go live to Dave next. Dave is live from Colin Kaepernick's hair. Dave, what do you have on the Colin Kaepernick story?
I'm having a little trouble hearing you, Steve.
Well, that's quite a fro. I'm not surprised. Colin Kaepernick has won the 2017 Sports Illustrated Muhammad Ali Legacy Award for starting the conversation. Is that what we're supposed to understand here?
I believe that's it. I mean, he is the one who kind of got this ball rolling, and I think that a lot of people who look at social issues in this country are looking at Colin Kaepernick as somebody who's brought some things to the forefront. And even though he's certainly taken his share of criticism, he has started the conversation. So, yeah, and that's something that Muhammad Ali did as well and was known for.
You know, Colin Kaepernick doesn't vote.
Mm. Yeah, he's made that statement.
Yeah. What am I missing there? You want to change America, but you're not voting.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's all pause and ponder. Yeah. All right, we're done pondering for the moment.
Reporting live from Colin Kaepernick's hair.
Yeah.
Dave at WGN.
Good luck getting back, Dave.
Sounds so much funnier when
Dave
says it.
See Dave at the next remote next Christmas.
Top 6 brought to you by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Man. You want to be Lou's first caller? Should we do somebody here?
Yeah.
Let's do somebody here. You guys got a question for Lou? Raise your paw here in the audience if you have a question for Lou. And we'll also open it up on the phones. What's our number? 312-591-7200?
981-7200. Wow. Yeah. And Hortons was one of Lou's first. Hortons was one of Lou's very first, if not the first, account, his first business.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and isn't there an Ace Hardware here?
Yeah, grand opening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Grand
awesome.
Opening.
First grand opening.
Yeah, Lou's down there right now working, getting ready. But Lou Manfredini will join us next, 312-981-7200. And you can be the first caller as well. We'll get somebody here if we have somebody. If not, we'll go to the phones next.
Kitchen faucet runs all night. I screwed the screw too tight. Wife's complaining, water heater will not heat. And by the way, should the water smell like feet? No. By mistake, I stained my deck. I used a car rust proof. Saw a critter, and it scared the babysitter. Swear to God, there's a bear under my roof. What should I do? I must call Lou. You have to dial today. Won't take long to hear where I went wrong. Manfredini, who knows exactly what to do. How smart Ace, who has a clue. 720, talk to Lou.
How about that? Haven't heard that in a while from the musical director of the program.
Wow, I forgot about that one.
Yeah, nicely done by you.
Does the water smell like feet. Or beets?
Feet.
It's feet. The water smells like feet.
Feet. You were at the recording session, Lou.
Oh, that's right. And remember, I was arguing for beets because I love beets.
Yes, that's right.
I'm like, make it
what
beets.
What stains more?
You said, what's stinkier? And we agreed, feet. Although, have you ever smelled beets when you're cooking beets? Not a good
That's
smell.
How it works in show business right there. That's how it works. That kind of collaboration.
Right.
Hi, Lou. How are you?
I'm great. Hey, you're out at Horton's in LaGrange, right?
Yes, and the beautiful new Ace Hardware is open downstairs.
I'm going to tell you two great things about Horton's. First of all, they're wonderful people.
Yep.
And
yeah, I knew that part.
Almost every lighting fixture in my home is from Horton's.
Well, how about that?
And when I was opening up our first store, I went over there to see them, to talk to them about their store, and they gave me their advice, and their manager said, let me give you one piece of advice. I go, all right, I'll take it. He goes, make sure you don't use the little shopping carts.
Ah, sure, the little shopping carts are a little bit trouble.
Yeah, well, no, he said, you know why? Because people fill them up, and then they feel like they're full, and then they leave.
Right, and you'd like them to spend more money, not less.
Bigger shopping carts. Best piece of advice anyone's given me in the retail business.
Well, how about that?
These
are the little things. These are the little things.
They really are. Hey, and can I say one more thing? You know what today
Apparently.
Is? I'm very excited.
What are you excited about?
It's the soda tax repeal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so we have a store in Cook County, and I've been against it since day one.
Against your store?
No, against the soda tax.
Oh, got it.
So the first 50 customers that come to our store today and buy something, they're getting a free can of soda.
Hey, there you go. There you go. It's Lou's
Just
big soda
to make
blowout.
A point.
And popcorn.
Popcorn's always free.
Yeah.
And a can of beets.
A free can of soda.
Right.
Very nice.
Right?
All right, great. All right, let's go to the crowd here. Andre Darlis is standing by. And who are you have with you?
I am with Lori. And Lori's never been on the radio before. She has a question for Lou, but she told me
I haven't either.
She said she just testified in open court last week, and is it the same thing?
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, first off, glad you're out. And
it wasn't that kind of court.
Oh, okay. So you say. What is your question for Lou?
Well, my question is, I'm in this lighting store, and my sister and brother-in-law pointed out to me that I have 70s lighting in my kitchen.
Okay.
So there's these big, square, fluorescent lighting systems.
And apparently a disco ball.
No disco ball, but yeah, that might help.
maybe.
But anyway, I'm looking around this beautiful store, and I'm wondering, Lou, is there a way that I can replace these big, ugly fluorescent lights with something more beautiful without causing a lot of damage to my ceiling?
Yeah, I mean, are they surface-mounted fixtures or do you have a drop ceiling?
Surface mount. Surface mount.
Yeah. So when you take those down, more than likely, you know, the paint and everything underneath there is not going to match the rest of the ceiling. So there's a good chance that when you take it down, you're going to have to do a little repair and possibly paint the ceiling. But then from there, the boxes that you have inside there, you have a bunch of choices. You could either hang a new fixture in the existing box that's there. Probably won't be the same size as what you have. But the folks at Horton's, I'm sure, have all kinds of modern LED fixtures where you can dim them. They're beautiful. You know, they have these what they call floating cloud type fixtures that look really nice. Or If you really want to kind of step it up, you could hire an electrician to come in and add some recessed can lighting. And again, also
cans are big, man. Everybody loves the cans,
right? And you do that, and you're really going to kind of update the whole thing. If you're planning on staying in the home for at least the next 7 to 10 years, if your budget allows it, having recessed can lights installed will be a great value-added proposition, and you'll love the look.
All right, I hope that helps.
Awesome. Thank you, Lou.
You're welcome.
Yes, and thank you. And let's
great
go to
job
the phone.
On the radio.
You talking about me?
No.
I'm let's go to
later, and then have Paul Coit read it.
Yeah, well, that'll be great. That'll be great. I forgot our caller's name. Is it Bruce? Charlie. Well, that was close. Where'd I get Bruce from? Good morning, Charlie. How are you?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
Doing fine. What's your question for Lou?
I have a 15-year-old ranch home with aluminum siding, and there's some areas where there's some chalking of the finish, and there's also a few areas where there's some scratches. I wonder if there's anything to do as far as either cleaning it and maintaining it or coating it, or if we should just anticipate replacing it with a vinyl.
Once you start to see that chalking over time, the finish is gone and it's going to continue to chalk. You can certainly clean it, prep it, and paint it. But once you paint it, it'll look beautiful, but you now have a painted surface that you're going to have to maintain. So depending on the size of your home, you could spend anywhere from, you know, $4,000 to $6,000 painting the entire exterior of the home. It'll look great. Your anticipation is that it will continue to look great maybe for the next 5 to 7 years before you get some peeling. So if that buys you some time to kind of update the look and then anticipate and be able to save for a whole siding job, that would probably be the better use of your overall money if you can afford it. But keep in mind that if you're residing a home, you're talking about $15,000 to $20,000. So it's a big investment.
Hold the line, too, if you would, please. Stand by. Yep, stand by. We're super late here. I apologize. Lou will come to your home and answer all your other questions. We had a great text question. We don't have time to get to the full body of it, but somebody wants to know what they do with a lawnmower over the winter so they can start it in the spring.
Put a fuel stabilization fluid inside the tank, probably about a quarter to a half a cup, and then fill the tank with gasoline all the way to the tippy top. Start it, run it for a few minutes, make sure the gas is still full, seal it up, and you're done.
How about that? Look at you.
Wow. Love you.
Our first caller questioner gets an April Air Wi-Fi thermostat. Along with that, you can adjust the temperature of your home's air on your smartphone. It's brought to you by American Weathermakers, home of the 60-Minute Men. Call 855-955-HVAC. We're also doing a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. No relation to Lou Manfredini. Home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of the 40-plus Chicagoland locations. Order online at loumalnati's.com. And I, while you were answering those questions, have purchased a mobile chandelier on wheels that I can have over my head at all times.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great. You can have a smoking jacket, one of those cigarettes on a long stick.
They don't sell those here. But they're thinking about adding them.
We can get you. Okay, goodbye.
You on a radio tomorrow?
Yeah.
All right, good. We'll go have fun then.
Love you.
And he's on TV in just a few minutes. That's the great Lou Manfredini. How about a cheap round of applause for Lou? Thank you. As we continue from Horton's next with a big story on 720 WGN.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
We are live at Hortons in LaGrange. It's the Allstate Hometown Voices Tour, live from Hortons Home Lighting in LaGrange. Lots of nice people that got up early.
Yeah, great crowd.
Yeah, very nice. Presented by Allstate agent Madeline Lepresti. Let's say hi to a couple of big shots here. You know, we only book big shots on the program. Joe Baptist, your general manager of Hortons Home Lighting. Joe, how are you?
Good. Good morning.
The store's gotten bigger since I was here last. Would you blow out the back or something, or is it just the way you've moved things around?
Better use of space.
Yeah, there you go. And all Christmased up.
All Christmased up.
Yeah. Is Christmas a big part of the business right now?
It definitely sets a tone for the rest of the fourth quarter and the community.
How many trees do you have at your house?
One.
You had to think.
I leave it up all year, though.
How many trees do you have at work?
Probably 60.
60? Oh. Wow, fantastic. And Andre, I'm going to let you introduce our other guest since you guys are old pals.
We are the village president of LaGrange, Tom Livingston. We sat on the U of I board together, and he's a former Chief Illiniwek.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah.
And welcome.
And one of the best dressed guys here, after you, of course.
Yes, with his tartan blazer.
Right, my broadcasting holiday coat. And welcome. Welcome to LaGrange officially.
Oh, it's beautiful.
To all of you. We're thrilled you're here, really.
I understand that you did evict Wendy Snyder overnight. You've kicked her out of town.
And John Williams.
And John.
Bill Murdoch, one of your colleagues, is still a resident, but we're working on that.
Bill's our chief engineer, but for property values, I'd kick him out as well.
Well, all right.
Actually, Wendy said she might come by this morning.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, so that'd be
love
great.
Love to have her.
All right, let's talk about the store for a second. You got just describe what's here and what people ought to come out and see.
From a lighting standpoint, we have about 3,000 fixtures hanging throughout the store. Your full lighting center for outdoor, exterior, fans, chandeliers, crystal, all your accessories to go with it. And then Christmas, right now you could decorate your house and see the Griswolds. They could show up for the holiday season.
Now, the hardware store, it's a grand reopening? Is that what we're doing?
Yes, we did that a little over a week ago, and we were able to revisit some of the merchandise we carried downstairs to meet our community needs, and it was really important for us to leverage our space and get what they were looking for.
Very nice. All right, let's talk about LaGrange. What's new in LaGrange?
Well, we've got a big event this coming weekend, our holiday walk. We want everybody from the surrounding region to come here. There's ice sculptures. There's specialty features at each of our stores. It's a real great way to kick off kind of a Main Street holiday feel, get some shopping and dining done.
This area is just boomed over. I mean, I remember when there was Palmer Place, which is still here as well. Now it's extended completely west as well. Some of the newest, I know Kathy's here. Kathy has her boutique a few doors down, too. So tell us about some of the
is there a square footage in Chicago you don't know?
No, I just love this area. I told my mom...
Honestly, we could blindfold you and drop you in any part of the state of Illinois, and you'd go... Oh, this is where I used to have pancakes.
Well, Palmer Place. Here's an interesting backstory for you, and I think you know this too because we were friends back then. But during the OJ, I was at Palmer Place during the OJ chase, during the car chase in 1990.
Was there a TV up?
Six. Yeah, there was a TV up.
1994.
June of 1994. We were at Palmer Place and watching the basketball games, and all of a sudden we looked up and said, "Wait. Is that O.J. Simpson?
Yeah.
Is that a white Bronco going down the California freeway?"
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's just expanded way west.
Yeah, and it would take a lot to pull sports off of a Palmer Place television, so that was saying something.
There you go.
You know, we've got great schools here. We've got two metro stops and a vibrant downtown, and so we really see restaurateurs that come here and innovate, start new all the time, Steak and Vine, and you know, a lot of new places. So really, it's a place where a business person can come and not only have people from LaGrange, but all over come here and enjoy our downtown.
The downtown part of LaGrange is, I don't know, I sort of run out of words to describe what I see because, you know, it's charming without being obnoxious. It's not the retailed out end-to-end. The architecture seems to blend nicely. So congratulations. You've done a nice job here.
Thank you. Well, we have a great community of engaged residents that have made this place tick. We have a lot of people involved in our village, and it's very walkable, and it blends right into our neighborhoods, and we like it that way.
And Horton's one of the core businesses. Been here a while.
Want to thank Horton's. Horton's is really a landmark here, and before I leave, I actually have to pick up a couple of supplies. Otherwise, I won't be able to go home. But this is a real treasure, and we thank both John and Joe for their leadership here.
And Andrea tells me you wanted to announce you're running for higher office this morning.
Oh, no. You know, I thought maybe you would, and I, maybe you're the governor. I'll be your lieutenant governor.
Oh, there you go.
Dave.
There you go.
You know.
I think I'm too needed here.
Yeah.
Well, then maybe I'll just stick here as well.
Yeah. All right. For now.
There you go. Okay.
For now. We'll table this.
Maybe run Andrea.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. There we go. And Unwrap LaGrange, where you can visit all the businesses and get gift cards. That goes through Christmas, too.
Thank you for mentioning that. The first 100 people that spend $300 get a big discount certificate of another $100. So a lot going on.
And Joe, still doing the special where if you come out and mention my name today, anything at the regular price, right?
correct.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. You had to think about that.
And if they're still doing it on Sunday, stop mentioning Steve's name, I believe, is their promotion for the weekend.
And if I could just compliment Joe on the bathroom is up in the upstairs.
The warehouse.
Where the warehouse is. Mm-hmm. And it is so organized. I was checking. Everything's by SKU. You could easily go pull an item.
She needs a job.
I do. I was. It's very impressive.
She
it goes on
has
forever
a job, but you know, she may want to come back.
She here might like that one.
And
better
a compliment of LaGrange. I like the streets are so wide,
yeah,
that you don't feel overwhelmed like when all the people are down here checking out the lights. Because I'm not a crowd person, but you can still get by.
You would be happiest in the. And I think we've determined in the Hortons warehouse.
Yes,
just
I
living
would
there
by myself. Yes.
We'll come back in just a second. Come see us this morning at Hortons in downtown LaGrange. Let's do the you ready? Let's do
let's do it.
I mean, you know the drill. If it doesn't go great for the Hawks the night before, we're not going to belabor the point.
No.
But we do want to replay everything that's pertinent for the game. So here is the complete Hawks replay, sponsored by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing.
It's 4-3 the final score. The Dallas Stars win the hockey game.
Again, that's everything you need to know about last night.
Steve, it was a better game
Hawks
than that.
Game. It was a better game.
It was an entertaining game.
I have a policy.
I know.
The policy. I know. The policy is if the Hawks don't win, we don't spend a lot of time on it. Who scored the three Hawks goals?
Well, you have the Alex DeBrincat.
Yeah.
Scoring another one.
Yeah.
Set a Blackhawks rookie record for goals in a month.
Which is fantastic because now he gets an extra trip to Dairy Queen from his mom.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. Yeah. He's very young.
And then Artem Anisimov and then this guy named Kane, this new kid.
We haven't talked about Anisimov much because it's hard to see
his name. He's been playing well.
He's off, yeah, I believe he's the lead scorer on the team.
Well, he's right up there.
Yeah. So that's tremendous. So the Hawks will get it right and get a little revenge as well against Dallas in Dallas on Saturday night.
Tomorrow
then they go
night
to L.A.,
yep,
right?
Tomorrow night at Dallas, home against L.A. Sunday.
Oh, they're back here for
and
LA
then at Washington on Wednesday.
What a wacky schedule.
Yeah. Yeah.
The circus trip went away and things kind of went a little sideways. Before we go any further, we'd like to point out that with all the great news about the state of Illinois, mm-hmm, the governor has received an honor.
A dubious honor. The National Review is out, Steve. Governor Rauner is on the cover of this month's issue. He is being called the worst Republican governor in America. The absolute worst.
National Review
Republican
is
governor.
One of the leading conservative publications in the country. That, to me, is sloppy journalism. Oh. Do they talk about Madigan getting in the way?
They do not talk about Madigan getting
okay
in the way.
That's lazy.
They said that they criticized Rauner, saying, "This much is clear. Illinois could hardly do worse. It suffers from one of the weakest economies in the nation, with the slowest personal income growth, low labor force participation, distressing levels of manufacturing job losses, and its tax burden is among the heaviest, if not the heaviest, in the country." Rauner responded, though, by saying...
Okay, first off, why is Rauner even responding?
I know. Rauner responded saying, quote, "We're glad the National Review pointed out that Michael Madigan and his cronies have consistently blocked Governor Rauner's reforms agenda..."
Oh, so they did say something
..just to
it
protect their own corrupt practices. Yeah, it was a line at the end, though. It wasn't... It focused on Rauner and then referenced Madigan toward the end of the article.
I remember when Rauner was running, I said to him in studio one morning off the air, because this is a guy that was, what, nearly a billionaire... And didn't need the hassle or didn't need the gig. And I said, "What are you going to do when people say no to you?" Because,
sure.
He goes, "People say no to me all the time." I go, "Nah, not like this. What are you going to do when you have trouble getting things done?" He goes, "Nah, I don't." So he has ham-handed a lot of things in his first term. Mm-hmm. Having said that, the problem in Illinois is two words, Mike Madigan. And until Mike Madigan retires, goes away, or expires, we are going to continue to have the problem.
When my early morning day begins and the sunlight hits my face, I've got the sound of WGN 720 locked in place. Now I've tuned to you.
Come on now, you know the words.
And the day's all bright with me.
Yeah.
The voice and wake up call.
You got another right number, yes.
I know that it can only be the Steve Cochran Show.
John DeCosio, that's another production from the John DeCosio. John DeCosio. John DeCosio, music director of the program.
Yeah.
And John, Bill Withers stole that idea from you, didn't he?
Bill Withers, we hung out in 72, and he took that song from me.
Yeah. And that doesn't mean we don't love him.
No, I think he's still great. He's still great.
New Year's Eve, where are we going to be?
We are going to be at the beautiful Tivoli Theater downtown Downers Grove.
I got to write this down. When is that, New Year's Eve?
That is 7 o'clock New Year's Eve.
Right.
Tivoli Theater downtown Downers Grove.
And we'll be doing the funny?
We'll be doing the funny. Yes.
We'll be doing the humor?
Yes, our 17th humor. New Year's Eve with Mike Toomey from WGN-TV in the morning. Special guest throughout the show. It's going to be a lot of fun.
How do I get tickets?
You can go to eventbrite.com and click on the Steve Cochran New Year's Eve, and that's how you will get tickets. This is really
good. I would
good,
assume so. A fabulous show like this will sell out, and I should get tickets soon.
You should do that right away, actually, yes, because the tickets are going very quickly.
No matter what else.
And we're only doing one show this year.
Yeah, one show.
And
the reason is multiple shows last year nearly killed both of us.
That's true. That's absolutely true. And so we're really looking forward to it. Brought to you by, I love saying this, American Weathermakers, 60 Minute Men.
And, of course, it's all an Iceman production. Yes. Nancy Cummings is here, Executive Director of the LaGrange Business Association. Nice to see you, Nancy. How are you?
Good morning, and we're delighted to welcome such broadcast luminaries to LaGrange today.
Andrea is more of a luminary.
I think you all are.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's great to be here and great to be at Hortons. I've known these Hortons folks for a long time.
They're great
They're
people.
Just quality people.
They are, and the nice thing, it's family-owned, and that's true with so many businesses in LaGrange, and I think that's really what sets it apart from a lot of other communities.
You're saying other communities are shifty?
I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying it's the good families that that put down roots here and own their businesses generation after generation.
Got a stake.
That really makes a difference. They've got a stake in the community, stake in the game.
There you go. There is a bunch of cool holiday things going on. What would you like us to know?
There are so many cool holiday things going on, and this is really the kickoff to it all. Our big event is tomorrow, as Mayor Tom Livingston was mentioning previously.
By the way, how's he doing? Is he okay?
I love Tom. He's a great guy.
No conspiracy, no sniff of scandal going on there at all?
No. Okay.
Because, in Illinois, we do scandal.
Well, we do it pretty good, too. Yeah.
Yeah, scandal. We have scandal everywhere, but not in LaGrange.
Right. Not in LaGrange.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good.
And tomorrow, the hometown holiday is our holiday walk that kicks off. We'll expect thousands of people when Santa comes to light the giant Christmas tree in front of Village Hall. There's choirs, there's merchant open houses, sleigh rides, petting zoos, pony rides. There's a lot going on. So we would encourage everyone to come for that and throughout LaGrange. One of the new things we've added this year is a holiday treasure hunt on two Sundays in LaGrange, Sunday afternoons on the 10th and the 17th, where you can follow different clues and puzzles. You download the game to your mobile device and then kind of dash around to historic sites and different businesses to discover all that LaGrange has to offer. You can find out more at LaGrangeEvents.com.
What are we finding on the hunt, the treasure hunt?
I'm not going to tell you. It's a big surprise.
Oh, you'll tell me. I would assume it's prizes, business stuff, and things of that
there's
nature.
There's a prize at the end for the team with the most points in the fastest time.
Oh, it's a survivor kind of deal.
It's the thrill of the hunt.
Okay, got it. Andre, say hi to our friend.
Hi there. All right, Unwrap LaGrange is one of our favorite celebrations here. I said we're going to be at Horton. She said, I got all my light fixtures there. So they make a day out of it. They come shopping with their friends, hit all the boutiques, hit all the stores, and go to Unwrap LaGrange. So tell us about that.
Exactly. That's our Shoppers Rewards program, which has already kicked off. It kicked off on Small Business Saturday. It goes until the end of the month. If you're the first 100 shoppers, as Mayor Livingston said, that show us that you've spent at least $300 and at least three merchants, the business association will reward you in $50 in gift certificates. So it's a nice way to really say thank you for patronizing all of our local businesses, and it gives you a chance to get a gift for yourself when you're giving a gift to somebody else.
Once you get over your nervousness, you're going to be good at this.
Okay.
you're too cool. You're great. Executive Director of the LaGrange Business Association and a friend of our own, Marlene Wells.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Marlene and I go way back.
So we know she's good people.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so for all information on everything related to LaGrange, if they don't come to your house, what would you suggest they do?
I would send them to LaGrangeEvents.com. It's a great platform for really all the information that's happening in LaGrange throughout the holidays and throughout the year.
All right, thank you for doing that.
All right, thank you.
And again, tell us what's on the hunt.
It's a big surprise.
We come back, a Hawker riddle for Hawks tickets. Plus, you want to play a match game?
Sure, let's do it.
Let's do match game when we come back as well. I have an idea on a celebrity. Tell me what you think of this. An additional bonus celebrity for the game. What if we were to have Dr. Kevin Most's brother as a celebrity?
He's well known around this
crowd. How about that?
He actually doesn't exist.
Yeah, he's right over there.
He doesn't look happy.
Him from here. We'll come back and play that game next. Stand by for that. We need two callers. 312-981-7200 to go ahead and guess. And this thing is always a train wreck, which is a lot of fun. So stand by and listen to that in a moment on 720 WGN. Mary. All right, hold on to something. We're going to try this again. This is match game. And for match game, let's give away another pair of New Year's Eve tickets.
Oh, I like that. Let's do that.
New Year's Eve. These are very valuable tickets. I don't know about giving them away, but I said it, so we got to do it now. This will be where again? Where are we doing anything?
At the Tivoli Theater, downtown Downers Grove.
Beautiful theater. And a pair of tickets.
Yes.
Will go to the winner of Match Game. We have two callers standing by, Jim and Dan. We'll start with a special celebrity guest. This guy's tough to book. Andre, who is our special celebrity guest?
It's Mr. Brad Most here.
Brad Most, or as I like to call him, Dr. Kevin Most's better-looking brother.
Thank you.
Yes, accurate. And an advertising guru.
It's the one accurate thing you say, pretty much.
It's the one accurate thing I've said all week.
Yeah.
Crank him up a little bit, will you? All right, so here we go. Whenever you're ready, let's start with Jim in Ottawa.
Hi, Jim. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
That's good. You know how to play the game, right, Jim?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. Okay, here we go. So don't give me your answer until I ask for it, and let's see how many of the celebrities you can match. Here we go.
Could we maybe get a worse connection on a louder phone?
Yeah, I was going to say. That's okay. But he's in Ottawa.
Okay.
Lou Manfredini made a shocking confession. To work his way through Handyman College, he worked as a male dancer. His stage name was Handy Blank. Oh. I'll repeat that again. Lou Manfredini made a shocking... Don't give me your answer yet. Hang on, Jim. Lou Manfredini made a shocking confession. To work his way through Handyman College, he worked as a male dancer. His stage name was Handy Blank. Celebrities, tell me when you're ready.
I've got my terrible answer.
You've got your terrible answer?
Yes.
Mary Vandeveld, yes. Dave is ready, yes. Okay. Mary Sandberg looks...
It's fair.
She has a... Okay. Andrea, are you ready? There we go. Jim, what is your answer?
Andy White.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I just want to say right now, that's way better than what I wrote down.
Yeah, that's a good
Andy
one.
Andy White. Okay, very good.
That's pretty good.
Let's start with Mary Vandeveld. What is your answer?
Oh, man. Oh. Well, I went with the Handy Manfredini.
Okay, no, that's good. That's very good. No, there isn't a wrong answer. That's pretty close to being wrong, but that's okay.
That's pretty good as well.
That's okay, but there's not a wrong answer. Dave?
I went with Handy Andy.
Andy. Okay.
Wait,
had
a chain?
Yeah, it was, Dave.
So
it's gone.
Same sort of theme. Handy Sandy.
Handy Sandy.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it, Sandy.
Yes, Mary Sandberg, yes?
I went with Handy Nail.
Handy Nail. That, by the way, is the worst answer we've had so far.
Andrew Darlis? Handy Tool.
Give us that again. Handy what?
Handy Tool.
Why am I not hearing you? Yeah, I don't know. Just yell. Yeah.
Handy Tool.
There you go. Handy Tool. Handy Tool.
Well, and I apologize, Jim. I can't even get close on any of these. So
well,
I can't
wait,
even.
We don't have Brad's answer.
Oh, no, it's. Oh, Brad, I apologize. I thought you were actually. Okay, that's good.
Yell.
I didn't know. Handy Hammer.
I have to say,
okay,
your two answers just as bad as Sandberg's. Yes, yes.
That's good. That's okay. Hang on, Jim.
But honestly, Jim's answer was so good. Let's give him a bonus point.
That's fine. I think that's good. I think that's really good.
All right, hold on. You're ahead 1-0. Let's go to Dan in Willow Springs. Clearly, there's already cheating going on, Dan. All right, John, jump right in.
Here we go, Dan. You ready? Don't give me your answer until I ask for it. You know how to play, correct, Dan?
Yes, I do.
Okay, here we go. The dictionary calls a group of geese a gaggle. The tabloids call a group of Kardashians a blank. I'll repeat that again. The dictionary calls a group of geese a gaggle. The tabloids, a group of Kardashians, a blank. Hang on, Dan. I'll ask you for your answer a second.
I got a good one.
That's good. All right, I'm in.
Everybody
I'm
in? Everybody in. Set? Everybody locked in? Everybody done? And what is your answer?
The con artist.
Con artist.
Well, that's pretty good, too.
That's good.
That's pretty good.
They're doing really well. That's very good. Here we go.
Those are the two best answers we've gotten from listeners.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Mary, let's start with you again.
Why are we always starting with me?
I apologize.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
But I have the best answer.
Yes, you do.
Yes, a pack of booties.
Booties.
And I'm not the ones on your feet.
Yeah, I know.
That was good.
I have to say, you were a little overconfident in your answer.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Dave?
Payday.
Payday.
Yeah, because the tabloids are making money off of it.
Payday?
Right.
A pack very of good.
Payday. That's pack of payday. Made no sense, Dave, but
very
I understood
good.
It.
No, that's okay. Mary Sandberg, yes?
Hot messes. A pack of hot messes.
Hot messes. Take that one. It's good.
True.
That was very
again,
good.
True.
That was good. Yes, yes our team here, yes?
I had the same close to that anyway. I just had a mess.
A mess. A very good.
Brad apparently has quit trying. Yeah, he's just quit trying.
That's okay.
He's copying up Andre. I wrote it, but I think you're going to have to read it.
Yes.
Rhymes with stitches.
Oh.
Witches.
Yes. I had a similar answer. I just said a pain in the ass.
Right.
There you go.
So I think we have to declare this a tie.
I think you do. I think you absolutely
do. Yeah, so Jim and Dan, you're both going to be fabulous winners. Hang on, both of you. We'll tell you what you've won. I feel like this went a little better, but not good enough. So let's
They're winning New Year's Eve tickets.
I know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they both win.
Yes.
So let's go bonus time now, and let's give away a pair of Hawks tickets to a brand new caller.
Oh, yeah.
The first correct caller who can actually give us what famous celebrity, Chicago individual,
oh, very good,
is from your Hawk or Riddle. John, are you ready?
Yes, hang on.
Here, pan that down to John so you can just give that to John. John, just take it right there. Read it off the page.
Oh, yes. There we go. Sorry. I was going to go off on it.
All right.
Are we ready? Oh, yes. We have to hear our one of
right,
many theme
start.
Songs I have. Here we go. Raised in Dalton on Chicago's South Side, they all laughed at Second City. At the Steppenwolf, they cried. Filled with glee and a Chicagoan we all know, for our consideration, the best in show.
Okay, it's pretty good.
That's a good
pretty
one.
Good. Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, you know?
Yes.
You do think you know?
I do this time. I think
oh,
I do.
I know this
okay,
one.
All right.
Yeah. Yes.
You
definitively, I'm saying yes.
Okay. Read it one more time.
Read it one more time. Raised in Dalton on Chicago's South Side, they all laughed at Second City. At the Steppenwolf, they cried. Filled with glee and a Chicagoan we all know, for our consideration, the best in show.
Is it the Kardashians?
It is not.
First correct caller at 312-981-7200 is a big winner. Thank you, John.
Brad Most had a good guess, though.
Which was?
Do you want him to say?
Eugene Levy, but...
No, it's not.
Second
no.
Not a bad guess.
Really, you need to be off this guy.
Yeah.
It's just not going well. Are you sending your sons in?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The boys.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get a winner. And also the big story in just a moment as well from 720 WGN.
An animal!
Dan Hampton anchors a young Bears defense.
An animal!
It's time for Dan Hampton.
Sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Well, the Bottom Dwellers Bowl is this week, and it's finally arrived. Each year at this time, we get excited. Who will the Bears be playing near the end of the season? Hoping to get a win. This time it's the San Francisco 49ers and one of Illinois' finest. I'm told he's very attractive. Is that accurate? Jimmy Garoppolo? And here to talk about it.
You're asking me?
Here, no.
Very, very attractive.
Here to talk about it is our Hall of Famer and your Hall of Famer. It's the great Dan Hampton. Hi, buddy.
Good morning. I guess everyone is ready for our version of the Super Bowl, isn't it? Come on. We got to be ready. It's either going to be our version of the Super Bowl or the NFL's version of taping Hee-Haw.
I just think about how much life has changed in 30 years. Dial the clock back to when you were part of the greatest defense ever against the San Francisco 49ers team led by Joe Montana, one of the greatest quarterbacks ever. And now here we are, the 49ers and the Bears, two legendary NFL franchises that are both just, there's a technical term for it, they're both crap.
Well, I believe, you know, and again, obviously, you know, life's a wheel, and we're on the bottom side of the revolution right now. But you know, hopefully, things will turn around. But and, you
well,
know,
they have to.
Yeah. Well, again, yeah, think about this. You know, you can say what you want about Mike Ditka, but he had an amazing record over his you know 10-year career here in Chicago. Won a lot of games. Same thing with Bill Walsh. Right now, you know, there's been a lot to be desired with both franchises and their direction and the head coach. But I will tell you this, you know, you can say what you want about this kid Jimmy Garoppolo, but it's only his third start, but he's been in the league a long time, you know, and he played behind a first-ballot Hall of Famer for a first-ballot head coach Hall of Famer, and It, you know, vicariously, you're going to get by osmosis. You're going to get some of that, and you're going to get you know some ideas about how to be successful. So everyone's kind of you know poo-pooing Jimmy Garoppolo. Who cares? I just got to tell you, 2 years ago, Blaine Gabbert came to town and beat us, and you know nobody was trading high draft picks to get Blaine Gabbert. So, you know, this is a game on paper. Sure, the Bears match up pretty well. We need to get back to doing what we were supposed to do, which is running the ball, you know, ball control offense, play good defense, all that mojo that we hear each and every week that we did not do last week. We really haven't done in a month. But trust me, the 49ers, they're 1-10. They're desperate. And remember, they fleeced us for the for the opportunity to draft Mitchell Trubisky. We had to trade first-round picks, 2 threes and a four, to move up one spot. I wonder what Ryan Pace is going to give him for Christmas if he gave up that much back last night.
Right, he's already out of ideas. We'll come back and break it down, get Dave on with Hamp in just a second here, and talk 49ers-Bears. We're back. Sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. All right, I've steered you astray.
You did.
Before I asked Mr. Rennett to jump in with Hamp here. Hamp, you're actually on Saturday. We have Northwestern basketball post game on Sunday, post Bears game on Sunday. But you guys are going to do a special, a very special holiday edition of Three Screaming Ex-Bears tomorrow at what time?
4 o'clock, and you know, the great radio station is so cluttered up with Northwestern and Blackhawks. We're going to go tomorrow to make sure that we get you know all the information out about this Titanic Super Bowl matchup between the 49ers and the Bears. We go 4 o'clock until six. So,
well, that'll be good.
All the folks, I'm going to check in with Hamp, Obi, and Kaz. It'll be tomorrow.
Yeah, by the way, Hamp is kidding when he says clutter.
Clutter day. I was going to ask, do you really consider us clutter?
No, he doesn't.
Oh, okay. all right, so, Hamp, I think that you guys being the 85 Bears, had to be kind of chuckling a little bit at all of the attention paid to the screaming match between, or the shouting match between Josh Bellamy and Trey McBride the other day at Hallis Hall. I think that probably would barely skim the surface in 1985.
Yeah, that would have been one of the regular relegated to the side acts. I will tell you this. in an abstract way, I'm glad somebody's upset about something. You know, somebody's screaming.
Yeah.
Somebody's,
yeah.
You know, somebody's upset that, you know, your hiney was exposed, that this offense came up with all of zero first downs in the first half, that we rushed for a total of six. That's right, you know, 6 yards in the course of an NFL contest. So, you know, I don't know exactly the extent of the argument, what it was about, but I do know this, that somebody needs to get excited or upset, and it sure obviously doesn't look like it's coming from the head coach's office.
Yeah, and I think people, even a casual football fan, understands it's really hard to go an entire first half without getting a first down. It's a rather remarkable accomplishment. So why not this weekend? Why not turn the kid loose? Let's see what he's got. I mean, what are you playing for at this point? Let's turn Trubisky loose. Let him throw the ball downfield. Let's have some fun.
Oh, I know. Wouldn't it be nice? We'll set it to music and, you know, have him throw the ball down the field. Unfortunately, you know, this team in its offensive mindset is not made up to do that. They, you know, it's evolving around a plodding offense where, and OB says this week after week, the rules tell you it's a passing league, and yet we keep fighting it. We're being, you know, kicked, you know, we were drugged, screaming and kicking into the future, but that's where it should be. That's what should be. The old maxim, and I first heard this maybe 6-8 years ago, and we still haven't got on board yet, which is you throw to score, you run to win, which means you throw the ball, and hopefully you're wide open and you score enough points. And then at the point where you feel confident that, you know, your offense has done what they're supposed to do by scoring points, which we can't do and we haven't done, then you run the ball to burn the clock and run the, you know, get out of the game. Well, we completely do this in a back-ass, which, you know, series where, you know, we're trying to run the ball, plod, and then when all else fails, we'll throw on third down, and our quarterback has now lost confidence in his reach, in his judgment, and his technique, and he's throwing the ball very poorly. So it's all headed in the wrong direction. But you're right, you know. At some point, you got to say, hey, we need to score. How do you score? You throw the ball.
Yeah, you know the old saying, Dave, 3 yards in a cloud of bad coaching? Isn't that the...
that is the old saying. But it just seems like if there were ever a week to do it, this is the week. His last home game, they end up with a bad field goal attempt at the end of the game that cost the kicker his job. But remember, at the end of that drive that got him into field goal range at the end, and he had the great run, and I think everybody was looking at that as maybe sort of a pivotal moment in his development, and then we had what happened last week in Philadelphia. But now you're going against San Francisco team that's near the bottom in total defense in the NFL. They are certainly near the bottom in rushing defense, and they're not far back in pass defense as well. So if you're ever going to turn them loose, this would seem to be the week to do it.
Yes, and again, all these thoughts, concepts, ideas, they all sound good, but we can't translate that into a game plan. And the best of the year was 2 weeks ago against the Detroit Lions. We came out in the very first series. We go five wide. Then we did read option, quarterback run. Then we did a bootleg. And then we threw the ball on first down for two complete. All these things are really good. And last week when we get to Philadelphia, after we defer the ball, you know, and let them take it, score, we go out there and we go straight in reverse and go backwards. So, you know, at some point, you got to say, are we, you know, willing to push the envelope and realize, hey, we cannot make mistakes. We got to block people. We got to run proper routes. You know, that was just something else that came up on Wednesday. You know, and now with the cover of, the receivers are not running the routes properly. They're breaking. So there's a lot of, innuendo here that this offense is really grasping at straws. And they don't know what they want to do. They don't know how to do it. And whatever they're trying to do, they're not doing it very well. So this is a very important week for them to come out, make a statement, and put some stuff together. And again, the 49ers are ripe to be beat. They've won one game all year. Gosh, you know, just think about it. If we're going into the fourth quarter behind or tied with this team. And one last thing. Don't forget, and I talked about this 3 weeks ago, John Fox has been favored 6 times in his reign of terror coaching span of 3 years now with the Bears. 6 times in 3 years. He's lost.
How do you do it those 6 times?
This will be the 7th. So going to be must-see television on Sunday, but it's going to be must-listen to pregame tomorrow right here on WGN 4 to 6 o'clock.
There you go. 0-6 when he's favored. 0-6. Predictions for the game. Score, Dave.
I've got, against my better judgment, I got the Bears 24. Robbie Gould misses a field goal at the end, and the Bears survive 24-21.
Yeah, Robbie Gould's kicking for that. Yeah, well, we gave up on him just at the right time. 17-6, Bears win.
All right, I'm taking 17-16, the 49ers. Hey, the trend is your friend. You got to go with it. Of course, we want the Bears to win, but what we've seen the last month, you know, which way the arrow is pointing. Let's hope we can turn it around, though.
That's not an arrow. That's Dan Hampton. The Hall of Famer, sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Thank you, Amp. And again, tomorrow, Dave, what time is
that? That will be at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Special holiday edition of
yes,
the Three
could,
Bears and
you
Carmen.
You call it that.
And then Sunday, we've got Northwestern basketball at what time?
That will be at 2:45 on Sunday.
Got it.
So right around the time the Bears game is ending, you tune into the cast.
You wouldn't want to give up the last few minutes of that nail biter. We'll come back more in a moment on 720 WGN, live from Hortons. All right, let me get back to Steve here for a second. I want to make sure people heard that. All right,
okay.
So Michael Flynn will plead guilty to what?
He is going to plead guilty to giving false statements to the special counsel in the investigation of the Russia matter, the Russia collusion matter. That's the details are just coming in. Again, we don't know the specifics, but that's the general indication of what we will see at this hearing that, again, is scheduled in about an hour and a half now in Washington, D.C. This part of a plea, apparently a plea agreement type situation that we had been reporting on earlier in the week about how he might now be cooperating with the special counsel. This would be a strong indication that that is, in fact, what has happened with Michael Flynn, former General Michael Flynn.
Now, we don't know if this is good news or bad news for the president, because we don't know if this is something that he did to protect his son, who is also on the hook. This could involve or may not involve the potential kidnapping of the Turkish cleric, who may or may not have been involved in the Turkish coup. There's still a million unanswered questions here. But Michael Flynn pleading guilty and cooperating to protect his son. And, of course, the big question here, if I'm Donald Trump, I'm sitting in the White House going, what did he tell him? What did he tell him? What did he tell him? Because remember, just the other day, Flynn's attorneys broke off the joint defense agreement where they would no longer share information, obviously, when they're putting the final touches on this plea agreement. So that's it. Is it 9:30 our time, Steve?
9:30 Chicago time, correct.
Okay. So obviously we'll have it live for you as soon as we know more, and we'll update it. All right. On with the show. At 8:16. You know what, Mayor, why don't you update the traffic, and then we'll jump to Dean. We have a special guest in studio. It's my old friend Billy Gardell, one of the funniest people in America. He's in town doing stand-up, and that's a ridiculously high bar for him, so I hope he doesn't suck this weekend. Stand by for that. Hold on one second here. Billy has married us traffic.
We'll be calling his name. Oh, 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 oh. Dean Richards, the entertainment editor, channel.
Today, WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, live from Horton's Home Lighting in LaGrange, and the crowd went crazy. It is presented by Allstate Agents. Well, not crazy, maybe just a little unbalanced. Presented by Allstate and Allstate agent Madeline Lopresti. Dean Richards joins us live from Channel 9.
Beg for applause.
I don't think it was a beg. I think that was in the crowd goes crazy. I think that was a casual tip to the audience.
Okay.
begging would be this. Please applaud. Please. See, that's totally different.
You're right.
Billy Gardell's in studio. We're honored to have Billy. Say hi to Dean, Billy.
Hey, good morning.
Lovely talking with Billy. He was just here at WGN-TV. I was working on some stuff behind the scenes, and I wasn't able to come out and join the interview, but I enjoyed...
Sobering up again?
Well, if you want to be technical, I guess.
Just hitting the coffee bar, that's all. How are you, my man?
Doing great.
It's great
to hear your voice.
Great, great, great. And you're at the Improv this weekend, Billy?
I am. I'm in lovely Schaumburg, and I'm looking forward to it. Got two shows tonight at the Improv, two tomorrow. Two tomorrow are sold out almost, so if you're going to get tickets, come on down tonight. All you Mike and Molly fans that have been kind enough to come see my show in the past, please join us tonight. We'll make you forget your problems for an hour.
Yeah, and we could use it more now than ever. And
right?
Billy is great. Great, great. I'm one of my favorite stand-ups forever.
Don't put that kind of pressure on me. You're freaking me out.
Listen, I don't want to get too deep here, but how in God's name did your Pittsburgh Steelers lose to this Bears team?
You know what, man? We are the worst 9-2 team in the league. I don't know. We barely escaped Indianapolis. We barely escaped Green Bay. I think Brady's probably just sharpening his teeth waiting for us. I don't know.
You know, all right, Dean, let's talk, some movies.
I just want to say to Billy, I'm a huge fan of Mike and Molly. I can still watch the show. It's one of these situation comedies that you can watch even though you know the jokes, even though you know what's coming. It's hilarious. You know, cut from the, you know, sort of Dick Van Dyke Show mold, Everybody Loves Raymond.
Definitely.
Something that is, it's completely timeless, don't you think?
I do, and I'm very proud of it because I look back on it now and I watch some of the reruns now, and I'm very proud that we did a show that does hold up. And I think all the right elements were in place. We had brilliant writers who wrote about just human stories and small stories that we made very real. I think it was the chemistry of the cast, which was unbelievable. And then
chemistry of the leads, too.
Yeah, well, Jimmy Burrows directing us those first 2 years was amazing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you got Chuck Lorre, who's the modern-day Norman Lear. I mean, it was really the most amazing experience. But I think the love of the cast amongst each other really brought it home, and I think that's why it holds up.
And I would imagine...
Whatever happened to your co-star? Did she ever
Melissa,
make anything of herself?
I don't know. I sure hope she finds some work soon. I really do. No, she's a rock star. We all just had dinner a couple days ago. Me, her, Reno, and Lou, Vince Maranto, and we had a good farewell party for Reno. He was headed out to L.A. to do a new show, but we all keep tabs on each other and check in.
Good, good, good. You were saying, Dean?
Oh, I was just going to say that Billy's probably the guy who will never get a parking ticket for the rest of his life. I'm sure Chicago cops must love you, right?
The boys in blue have been very kind to us, I have to say. We did an episode one time. It was me and Reno, and it was about having to pull triple shifts during a snow blizzard. So we became like an old married couple in our squad car, and the Chicago PD loved that episode so much. Rondi, who plays my mom, also does a lot of... charity work with the Chicago PD. She's
right.
A Steppenwolf girl.
Right.
And she does a lot of stuff for, you know, fallen soldiers and et cetera. And they contacted her, and we had a donation that we all sent. And then they sent us a note saying from several different places that was their favorite episode. They love the fact that, you know, you're in the car with your partner and you would take a bullet for them. But at the same time, if they chewed one more Dorito too loudly, you would take your own life. And they just loved the way we played that. And they were kind enough to send us a bunch of shirts and patches and PD
awesome.
Hats.
That's
in
awesome.
Fact, that's what I took from Mike and Molly. When I left, I stole my badge and my hat.
Absolutely. Never know when that's going to come in handy.
And here's the deal. Billy may have grown up in Pittsburgh, but he gets it. I remember a story you told me a long time ago, man, that one of the early shows, first season, one of the well-meaning set directors puts out a Cubs and a White Sox.
Right, right. That was Mike's birthday. One of the set directors brought in... For the set, Chicago Cubs paper plates, and then he had White Sox cups. And I said, hey, man, we got to make a decision right now. We can't cross the streams. I go, there'll be a riot. We got to pick one side or the other. So they made Mike a Cubs fan.
All right, let's run through some entertainment here, Dean. The Carol Burnett show this weekend, is that the 50th anniversary?
50th deal? Anniversary show. It's on Sunday night at 7 o'clock on CBS. We're going to share a conversation that we had not long ago with Carol Burnett on my Sunday WGN radio show. In addition, Steve, to my conversation that I had earlier this week with Barry Manilow, because he came and gave without taking, as you well know.
He did. He did, yeah. Yeah, he did. There's no question about that.
You know what I used to love about that show? I used to love when Tim Conway would bust Harvey Korman up and he couldn't control himself.
The best.
And then he would just mercilessly keep him in that place until he couldn't take it anymore.
Those are some of
what an institution that show was. Unbelievable.
And Tim Conway is one of the funniest people ever.
I'll tell you a great story about him if you have 2 seconds.
Yeah, go ahead.
He guest starred on Mike and Molly, and he was a streaker. And Carl and Mike arrest him, and he's sitting in the back seat of the squad car, and to be working with him is just absolutely, I mean, it's beyond an honor. You know, with the fact we're getting to do a scene with this legend. He's such a lovely, lovely man, and he couldn't remember the line when we were doing the shot. I don't know if he was just tired that day or whatever, but he couldn't remember the line. So it took a few minutes to get the line down, and you know, Reno and I, who were just so loving of this guy, we immediately started sucking up. We were like, you know, that happens to us all the time. He goes, really? You guys forget stuff all the time? And we go, yeah. And he waited a minute, and he goes, then you shouldn't be in this business.
He's the best.
He's great.
Yeah, he's just the best.
He's
all right,
great.
Give me some movie reviews for the weekend. What's The Disaster Artist?
The Disaster Artist is a fantastically brilliant movie about one of the worst movies that was ever made in real life. This movie from 2003 called The Room. It was made by this mysterious, quirky, eccentric wannabe filmmaker who was not a filmmaker, not an actor, had zero talent, but went ahead and made this movie anyway that's awful, that's now become, you know, like a midnight showing cult kind of classic. It's very much like, remember the movie Ed Wood that Johnny Depp made and Martin Landau won an Oscar about the making of the horrible Planet Nine from Outer Space? This movie is like that, and James Franco not only stars in it and is brilliant, he directs this movie and is brilliant. His brother Dave Franco is in the movie, and it's loaded with A-list cameos. It is a brilliant, brilliant movie about this awful movie, but also a movie about love and friendship and loyalty. You're going to get a lot out of this. I gave it a Dean's List A. I really loved it. A movie that's been open for a while is called Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Huge, long title for this amazing film that stars Frances McDormand, Woody Harrelson, Sam Rockwell. Look for all three of their names when the Oscar nominations come out. They are amazing. It's sort of a Coen Brothers meets Quentin Tarantino movie about this grieving, obsessed mother. Her daughter is murdered. She feels like the police in this little town in Missouri are not doing enough to try to find the killer. So she takes out these three giant billboards in this small town calling out the local police. It is a brilliant movie also, with some amazing performances. I gave that a Dean's List B+. And also, there's the movie that's called Lady Bird. It has nothing to do with the former First Lady. New York Film Critics Association gave this Best Picture of the Year award. I'm not sure if I would go that far with it, but it's a coming-of-age movie. It stars Saoirse Ronan. Chicago's own Laurie Metcalf is in it. Tracy Letts is in it. A couple of Steppenwolf alums and ensemble members. It's about this girl, this high school senior, growing up in California. It's a movie about love and hope and great performances. And that one, I gave that a Dean's List B+ also.
All right, John, question for Dean before he runs.
Dean, I just want, real quick, you're doing the Family Classics thing. That's phenomenal.
We're bringing back Family Classics. It's going to be 1 week from today, as a matter of fact, December the 8th.
How great is that?
7 to 9 p.m. What's really cool is that we brought back Fraser Thomas's original set, the bookcases, the old Family Classic books that he used to hold, the painting of Garfield Goose on the wall, all the original stuff. And we're going to be showing the 1951 version of Scrooge, the Christmas Carol story that stars Alistair Sim, one of the quintessential versions of A Christmas Carol. It's old school WGN, you know, movie tradition, and I can't wait for everyone to see it. It's you know, people who grew up in Chicago watching family classics will get a huge kick out of it.
And Dean, let me ask you a question, because that when I was growing up, Family Classics showed It's a Christmas Carol. Did you have to make a new book?
We did actually have to make a new book for for that. Not all of the books were retained. Many of the original books are still intact. We could not find the book for Scrooge, is the actual name of the movie. So we had one redone exactly in the style of the way that they used to do it. You know, aficionados of Family Classics, I think, is really going to be impressed. We took meticulous detail to make sure that this was all done exactly the way that Fraser Thomas and Roy Leonard used to do it back for 38 years on WGN.
Okay. All right, buddy. Have a great weekend. And Billy Gardell at the Improv tonight and tomorrow night. Get out to Schaumburg tonight. Tomorrow night's pretty much sold out. There may be a couple of tickets. Drop my name. It won't do you any good at all. And we'll continue from LaGrange in a second. Hey, Billy's downtown. Dean's at Channel 9. We're in LaGrange. We got to get this act together, which we'll all be in the same room next time you're in.
Absolutely, my man. Thank you so much for your time, always.
And I appreciate you being on. And go Steelers.
Hey, thank you. And by the way, Dean didn't tell me. I was curious what grade the Justice League got.
You know, I think he liked it. Didn't he like the Justice League? Yeah, I
think he did.
I did.
Yeah,
because
Dean was
League.
One of the superheroes.
I got to go back and review that with my kid. So I'll let you know.
One of the few critics that gave it a good review.
You know what? If you're reviewing those movies without looking at them like brain candy, I think you need to be going to other films. You know what I mean? I mean, what are you going to say? The emotional depth of the Batman.
Exactly. The movie
just
arc.
Didn't challenge. Yeah, I just want to see some stuff blow up and
you
the good guys
have,
win.
Sometimes
that's
you
all.
Just want to go have fun, relax,
that's
and
all.
Have some fun.
That's all.
Some of these critics.
Take my kid to see some crap blow up.
Ah, critics, schmidics.
And by the way, I love the idea of bringing back the family classics, man. I get sucked into constantly Turner Classic Movies as well.
Yeah,
sure.
And I think bringing that back is such a great thing, man. It's such a fun family thing to do, especially to introduce a younger generation to those fabulous films. I think that's outstanding.
Well, I mean, I remember Mike and Molly when it was black and white.
You know what? We should have done one of those. That would have been a good, like, honeymooners throwback.
Oh, that would have been great. Oh, Molly, right to the moon. Bang, zoom.
You're going to go.
Billy Gardell, tonight at the Improv, tomorrow. Don't miss Dean Sunday.
You're the best, man. Thank you.
Thanks,
and,
buddy.
All the best. See you, bud. And we'll come back with a big story next.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Thanks to Blueberry Hill Cafe, your neighborhood spot for home cooks just like mom. LaGrange, Aurora, Darien, Homewood, Homer Glen, and Oak Brook are live at Horton's Home Lighting in LaGrange. The big news for the morning, which broke just in the last few minutes, as Pat Brady joins us to try to explain some of this, is General Michael Flynn will plead in about 45 minutes guilty in exchange for, we assume, a more lenient sentence for him and also for his son, who we believe was implicated in all of this as well. A lot of questions, though. How much did he give up? Did he give up information involving Trump or possibly Jared Kushner? And Pat joins us now. What is it from a prosecutorial standpoint? What does this feel like to you?
Well, they let him. They're going to let him plead guilty to the least level of charging you could. This is a false statement to the FBI, 18,001. So it's a relatively, and say relatively minor plea deal, which makes me think, given all the information that's been out in the public, that he was engaging pretty much in the same kind of conduct that Paul Manafort was engaging in, with representing these foreign governments, not registering, all kinds of money laundering. And even in Flynn's case, there was an allegation of a plot to kidnap a Muslim or a Turkish cleric and take him back to Turkey. So there was a lot out there on him. So to answer your question, for him to plead from all those facts to just this one false statement, to me means he's likely cooperating. And when you do these plea deals, you sit down with him, with Flynn, and they call it queen for a day. It's called a proffer. And you sit with this guy and you go through everything he knows and everything he can give you to help your case or further your investigation. And I'm sure they've already done that with Flynn, or at least his attorneys have. So to me, the bottom line is this indicates that Flynn's actually cooperating, and this is a really bad day for the White House, particularly when you look in light of the president's under investigation for potentially obstruction of justice. And the obstruction of justice charges that he tried to get the FBI director to back off on the Flynn investigation. And this guy was in the White House. He was national security advisor. So the investigation's in the White House now.
And we also found out overnight that the president was pressuring the heads of committees in Congress investigating this as well to drop it. That not criminal, this may be. But we don't know. It's important to state. We don't know that this rises to the level of Trump. But certainly you would assume, based on the severity of the sentence for or potential problems in prison time for Manafort, that given the leniency you've described here, he must have given up something significant.
Yeah, because when you do an investigation, you do not give up the top guys. You always go from the bottom guys up for a lot of reasons. But think about it. If you give up the top guy to get somebody lower, the jury just doesn't like that, and it just doesn't work. So you're always going bottom up. And Flynn would be considered, in my opinion anyway, one of the top guys, national security advisor, involved in the campaign. If the focus of this investigation is to look into whether or not the Trump campaign and the president himself colluded with the Russians, then he's a major player. And I agree with you. You can't jump to conclusions that they have the president now, but now we have a guy that spent every day with him. He was the guy at the convention with saying lock up Hillary Clinton, sat on the plane with him, kept him calm. He was actually in the White House for 24 days. And the substance of the, from what I understand, I haven't read it yet because I haven't put it out, but the substance of the plea is he lied to the FBI about his conversations with that Russian Kislyak, who was kind of the center of the storm on the so-called collusion investigation. So it's a step forward. It's another big step forward towards the White House.
Pat, a question for you about his son. There's talk that he did this for, obviously, to take the plea for himself, but also for his son, too. How does that work? How can you take a plea for and try to protect somebody else? Because then when does it stop? You know, does it become another person, another person, another person? Why? How is that able to be forged?
Just to go and go, hey, listen, here's what I can give you, but here's what I want back. I'll give you this. You guys are looking at this. I'll plead to 1,001 false statements, but I don't want my kid prosecuted. And that's what's called prosecutorial discretion. They have that discretion as a prosecutor, as somebody that's supposed to administer justice, to say, hey, I get it. We'll cut your kid loose, but we want this information from you. It goes on every day in every courthouse in the United States. But you're right to point out it's not limitless. And even if Flynn cooperates, if he lies or comes off what he said, they can yank the plea deal and everything's back on the table. And remember, those other things are still kind of floating out there. We don't know. So Flynn's got a real incentive here to tell the truth and make sure that basically his incentive should be and is to tell the truth.
Could this involve Junior, as in Donald Trump Jr. and Jared Kushner, but not the president?
You know, I've always thought that it would be something like that, that it's the people below the president were doing what the president or the candidate at the time they thought he wanted. But when you kind of see how the president acts and the fact that, remember when they were on the airplane flying back from Europe and they drafted up that letter denying that Donald Trump Jr. had participated in that meeting about, remember that the email about we're going to get information on Hillary? They doctored up a letter to send it back. Makes me think, and again, this is just me speaking, I don't have facts in front of me, that it could be only Jared and Don Jr., but it certainly seems that the president, at least to a certain extent, was involved in some of the details. We're a long way from there. Again, I agree with you. You got to point that out. But this is a big step when you have a guy that close to the target cooperating. It's like, you know, Sammy the Bull and when they got the mob bosses, you know, 15, 20 years ago. That's a bad development.
Last question, and this may be a little bit of a left turn, but I think it's relevant. With the tax bill hanging in the balance here, if you're the Republicans involved, do you see this as potentially the end for the Trump White House, so you don't want to be associated with it and therefore associated with the legislation? Or do you try to get this done by noon today before any more bad news comes up?
Get it done. I said this yesterday. I'm not sure how relevant he is even in this process because I don't think he's been that active in lobbying for it. And I think these people, elected officials, no, they're up for election, at least in the House, and they've got to produce some results. So I'm not sure how much impact this is going to have, but it's because the only impact it might have, there might have been some Democrats that might have jumped on board with the tax bill, but right now there's absolutely no reason or motivation for them to get on with the president, particularly one that is under an investigation that's moving this quickly.
40 minutes from now, about 9:30, and we'll have results of whatever is said as quickly as possible at it. I don't know that the plea obviously won't be live, but we'll have people in the court.
Well, here, the one thing, Steve, I know about the legal document, he's pleading to an information, which means that's a plea deal. It's not a grand jury in indictment, so it may not be.
Oh, so this is already done. There's not even a formal process, then.
Well, it is. The formal process is today's called allocution. I think he's going to allocute today where he admits to what he did. You have to get in court and admit to the judge. You have to lay a sufficient factual basis to make the plea, which is often the hardest thing to do. And that's going to happen today at 10:30.
9:30 our time, right?
Yeah, 9:30 our time. Yeah, 10:30 Eastern.
Yeah. That's Pat Brady. Thank you for the update and the information. We appreciate it. You know what we need? We need to cleanse our palates here. We need cute kids. Can you find me some cute kids? And a little bit of a treat for you as well here, because Karen Zimba is about to direct the fine St. Cletus Grade School Choir. 16 students using this show as an excuse to miss school. Good for you guys. And whenever you're ready, please entertain us with a song on 720 WGN.
Reindeer on the roof, wake up, I think I'm here. Santa and his eight reindeer
on the roof.
I knew they would arrive
on the roof.
I'm the luckiest kid alive. I said the reindeer are on the roof. They're on the roof.
Reindeer on the roof.
Wake up, I think I see.
They're on the roof.
Got the presents just for me.
They're on the roof.
They've loaded up the sleigh.
They're on the roof.
Getting ready for this big day. I said the reindeer are on the roof. They're on the roof. I hear them prancing. I hear them dancing. They're so entrancing, reindeer on the roof. I hear their hoofbeat, it's sounding so sweet. They're here on my street, reindeer on the roof.
They're on the roof.
Wake up, I think I hear.
They're on the roof.
Santa and his eight reindeer.
They're on the roof.
I knew they would arrive.
They're on the roof.
I'm the luckiest kid alive. Reindeer on the roof. Reindeer on the roof. They're on the roof.
Yeah, how about it? Get my hand. Very nice. Very nice. You guys were so good, Santa and Mrs. Claus have showed up. How about that? Here they come. Around the corner. We'll take a break, come back, but you guys are going to sing some more for the crowd here in just a second. Stand by for that on 720 WGN.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio.
That's Allstate, Stan. Are you in good hands?
This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Ah, you can't make it up. Welcome back. We had a great crowd all morning. We very much appreciate that. Thank you, everybody. WGN Radio, Hometown Voices Tour, live from Horton's Home Lighting in LaGrange, presented by Allstate, Chicago's own good hands, and it wouldn't happen without our local Allstate agent who joins us now. Please say hi to Madeline Lopresti, and I want to make sure I get the title of your little friend there right. what type of dog?
He is a long coat chihuahua.
Long coat chihuahua?
Chihuahua, yes.
How much does he weigh?
He's about 7 pounds.
7 pounds?
Yes.
7 pounds probably after Thanksgiving dinner. He doesn't look that big.
No, he is. 7 pounds.
And you have a commitment with your family for the Humane Society, which is really something else. You guys are, like that's another full-time job.
It tends to be at times, especially when we get a female that has puppies. And
so you foster
have to take care of
litters of pups?
Oh, yes. Many of litters, many of kittens, puppies.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, it's very nice of you to do that. And tell me a little bit about your agency before we get too deep into that.
Well, my agency is in downtown Hinsdale, 53 South Washington Street, second floor.
You've been doing it for how long?
I've been with Allstate for 38 years.
We started when you were three.
When I was about three, yes, yeah. Of course. And I went from one office to another office and eventually opened up my own office in downtown Hinsdale.
It's a big deal to take on your own business.
It is. When you go from working for a company and then transitioning into your own office, being your own boss, your manager, your salesperson,
sure.
You try to wear many hats. It can be a little bit of a struggle.
We're getting into winter driving season now. You like it when people don't call because they haven't had smack-ups. What do you want to tell them?
Just watch the road. Keep your distance. Like I tell my kids, keep your distance. Distance is your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Speed is your enemy.
Right. And when it gets icy, you have to leave more room than you did before. Nothing's changed since Driver Ed class.
No, not at all. They just, if you're in a hurry, you're not going to get there any faster if you speed.
How many times have we seen that, right, where some knucklehead is, their time's more important. They'll go around you on a slippery road or in the middle of a snowstorm, and a quarter mile down the road, they're off the road.
Right, of course.
Yeah. Mm. Karma. C-A-R-M-A.
See, right.
In this case.
Yeah.
All right, so this Humane Society commitment brings us to the fact that you also want to give some money to Helping Hands in the Community. Helping Hands in the Community is what?
That is where the Allstate Foundation allows my agency in volunteering for a nonprofit organization of my choice, which I chose the Humane Society, to give a $1,000 grant to them yearly as long as I volunteer.
And this lovely woman sitting next to you, would you like to do the introduction? Mm-hmm.
Yes, this is Robin Carroll, and she's from the Hinsdale Humane Society.
Robin, tell us about the Humane Society. How's business?
Business is, it's never good, of course, because we don't want homeless animals,
right.
But we're finding homes for animals in need. A lot of animals that are in overpopulated shelters downstate, we're able to bring them here and find them homes where they wouldn't be able to in the locations where there's so many. Yeah, it's really wonderful. And of course, we have exciting news too, thanks to wonderful people like Madeline, that we are moving into a larger facility.
Hey,
yes, very exciting. The old Robert Crown Center,
okay.
Which some people in this town might be familiar.
That's how Andrea learned about the birds and the bees.
It is. That was our field trip in fifth grade. It was my most memorable year in school.
Yeah,
hey, Robin, I have a question for you. We have a staff member who I'll tell you about off the air because she wants to buy a pet for a family member for Christmas and adopt a pet. Is that a good idea, or should she have the family member go and you know kind of It's for their child.
Well,
they give it away.
Any responsible business wouldn't do that, right? Just sell it to you.
Correct. You would always want to adopt. However, in a situation like that where it's for a gift, you really want
a present for a family member.
Oh, yeah, absolutely sure that everyone has met the pet and everyone's on board with this idea. It's, you know, it's not typically a great idea, but if everybody's involved and they're all on board, then
absolutely. Put maybe a note in the present saying, "I'm getting you a puppy. Let's go do this together."
Why
wouldn't
she?
Don't wrap the puppy.
No. A note saying, "Here, let's go to the Humane Society, pick out a puppy, and go from there."
Correct.
To learn.
Would be great.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lopresti family. I mean, there must be some. There must be a Lopresti in at the Humane Society 24/7.
Pretty much between fostering and pet therapy, and her whole family shows up at our events and they'll do everything. I mean, they're just always there for us, and she's one of those outstanding volunteers that wears so many hats. And it's all for the animals, and we so appreciate and you know love her loyalty to us and her wonderful family. It's just and Allstate has been incredibly generous as well. So
sure, and $1,000 from Helping Hands in the Community, that's a big deal. So your agency, thanks for that. Your little buddy here, what does your little buddy do for you or for others?
Well, Charles is a
Charles the Chihuahua.
Charles. He was actually named for Hurricane Charles in 2004. That's the year he was born.
Okay.
And he goes to the King Brort Assisted Living Facility in Burr Ridge, where he visits the residents. He's been doing that since he was about 6 months old.
Wow.
So for about the last 13 years.
And since he's a little guy, I would assume the folks are, it's easier for the folks there to pet him and handle him and love him.
Well, I put him on the table and he walks around and visits every single one of them. And they just love him. Just love him. He's actually on medical leave right now, though, because he had some surgery.
What happened? Can you say?
He had a little bit of a, not a little bit, but a nice size mass on his hip. And it had to be removed.
And what do we know? Going to be okay?
Well, yes, he is going to be okay because I'm his mom.
He's rehabbing.
He's in rehab right now.
Yeah, PT.
Well, it's very cool. Now, I have to ask, what is your husband's first name? Don't worry about the headphones. You don't need those. You can hear me. What is your husband's
name? My husband's name is Sam.
Because I would have loved it if it was Charles, because I could picture your neighbors as you were on your back patio yelling, Charles!
Right.
Because your husband wandered off.
Get out of the gray. No. Get out of the lawn.
No, thanks, Ben. Yeah. I don't know if I would have named him Charles if my husband's name was Charles.
That
would be a little bit confusing.
Entertaining.
Right.
Yes, yes.
So Sam is a great husband, and he kind of rolls with the punch. And he kind of does everything because he knows it pleases me.
Oh,
sometimes
nice.
It's not easy to have all those dogs and cats in the house.
That's nice.
But he does it.
And which of your children are your favorites?
Well, I always tell each of them, if I had a favorite, you would be it. But Gaetano, Leah, Rosalia, Maria, and Virginia are my children.
Five kids.
Five, yeah. Wow. One boy and four girls. And I will say the boy is the easiest.
And where does he fall in line age-wise?
He's first. He's the king.
Oh, and I bet he's got
with
mom,
a harem of sisters.
Got mom wrapped around his finger,
like you cannot believe.
Right. Meanwhile, he and his dad have not used the bathroom for years since there five women in the house.
They're actually gentlemen when it comes to using the bathroom.
Yeah. And, get in, get out. Let's go.
No, they wait. It's funny when we go on vacation or something, go to a hotel and. There's only the one bathroom. We're like, well, you better go down to the lobby because we're using the bathroom.
He
learned how to say you're right.
Yes.
At a very
no
early
yes.
shot at all.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
We're going to take some pictures with you guys off the air that will be a part of the gallery that's up. And the gallery that's up now at WGNradio.com of all the photos taken this morning. Sandra, you were saying that there's been more pictures taken this morning than any other show we've done.
Yes, that is correct. It's the most documented. There's more photographers than we've ever had. And
so if there's any charges, we'll be able to.
I think
go back
that's because the lighting is so good.
I was going to say, the lighting story makes for perfect audio.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks for checking that out as well. WGNradio.com on Twitter at Cochran Show and Steve Cochran Show on Facebook. We'll take a break. We'll come back. More coming up from Hortons, live in LaGrange at 720 WGN. We are Hortons in LaGrange. It's WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour live and presented by Allstate agent Madeline Lopresti. Thanks again, Madeline, and thanks to Charles. And I want to say we've been highlighting various businesses from town all morning long. And Dean, is it Russo or Russo? Dean Russo is here. Dean, tell us what you do.
Well, I am actually the team leader of the Russo Group at Baird & Warner Real Estate in LaGrange.
How is business?
Awesome.
Yeah? Is this boomtown? Are people running over each other trying to buy homes?
Well, I don't know about running over each other quite, but the fact of the matter is that looking at the average sale prices, looking at the demand, looking at the decrease in inventory, we're close to boomtown. It's an awesome community.
All right, so Andre and I have just moved in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'd like to find a nice place for our children. What are our kids' names?
Steve Jr.
Boy, I wish I hadn't done that. That's a shame that I named him Steve Jr.
And Johnny D.
Yes, and we'd like a good school district. Yeah. So any particular part of town we should be in?
Okay, well, first of all, let me tell you that anywhere in LaGrange, you're looking at school districts within the LT school district, and that's rated a 10 on 10. Yeah. So if you go to greatschools.com or any of the other sites that do that, you're going to find it's A-plus schools.
We also have a manservant that lives with us, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to need an extra bedroom for Dave. So I guess we're looking at two kids, you and I. You're usually mad at me, so that's a separate bedroom.
Right.
So that's three, four. We'll need four bedrooms.
At least.
Okay, well, when my wife gets mad at me, it's the garage. So you're very lucky.
Oh,
okay. Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
That works out well.
Yeah.
So Average sales price in our area is $488,000. So okay. It's $488,000. Can you get a four-bedroom for that? The answer is yes.
Wow.
There's a lot of threes
there
as well.
I was going to ask if it's a buyer's market or a seller's market right now.
This is definitely a seller's market. Okay. We're looking at a decrease in inventory from January 1st of 25%. Oh. If we look at the total...
Does that make sense seasonally or not?
Does that make what?
Does that make sense seasonally or not?
Well, let me tell you what Chicago is since the whole greater Chicagoland area.
Uh-huh.
Since January 1st, it's up 2%. So if we look at the comparison, it's not just seasonal, it's actual. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, is there a seasonal thing? Yeah, there is. So we're looking at a median price increase since January 1st at about 12.5%. versus Chicagoland at about a third of that. So that would indicate a lack of supply, heavy demand.
So you'd like more houses to sell?
We'd like more houses to sell, exactly.
Yeah, but we don't want anyone to leave. It's really a problem you have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, when somebody
gets... community. Nobody wants to leave LaGrange.
Well, that's the issue. When somebody gets firmly entrenched in this community, where do you go from here?
Right,
you know?
Right. Unless they're in show business and they get fired, and then they have to go somewhere, right? But why bring me into this? Dean Russo, Baird & Warner, if I said, give me one reason to move to LaGrange, what's the top of your list?
Well, we've been rated by numerous websites and actually Chicago Magazine as one of the best places to raise a family in. So if you have a family, this is the perfect place because of the schools. We're close, obviously, to the metro. I'm sure somebody has said that. Mm-hmm. But we have a small town feel, so that hometown feel that we're talking about with the ice cream shops and the restaurants, and you see the baby strollers in the summertime. Just everybody's just having a great time being downtown.
30 minutes from Chicago, so you can get anything you want.
Yeah.
Or 30 minutes or less. It's 18 minutes on the express train.
Yeah, how about that?
I took my SAT prep courses across the street.
Yeah, remember, that's where I met. Remember, I was the teacher?
Yes, you were. That's
right. And I got in trouble because I hit on you? Remember that?
Yeah, and I didn't do so well in the SATs.
Yeah, that's crazy. Oh, the stuff I make up. Great to see you. Give me the number at your place.
Okay, so our phone number, the direct line to the Russo Group, is 708-354-7355.
Nice to see you. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right.
Nice to be here.
Thanks for being on. In about 2 minutes, if they're on time, Michael Flynn, General Michael Flynn. Think about this. He's a 4-star general, highly decorated,
yes.
Highly respected. Other retired generals say he's one of the smartest guys they'd ever seen in the battlefield and in the strategy rooms, the war rooms as well. And in about 2 minutes, he will formally plead guilty to a lesson charge crafted over the last few days with the special prosecutor. And it's going to end up with him being in jail. It's just a matter for how long.
So the bras
he said little tiny bras.
So the chicken breast will be served in tiny bras.
Tiny bras.
All right, who else?
Okay. Let's go. There we go. Mary Sandberg, yes?
Cinnamon sugar. What? It's getting really weird.
Why? They got to explain that.
I just love she's so... Cinnamon sugar, done. Next.
You can't read this, but I said... Chicken nipples.
Holy cow.
Is way off. I said spinach because it's Popeyes.
We're not actually.
We apologize to each and every one of you that are here right now. So, yes, Dave. Is this pot of gold again?
Pots of gold. No, I said feathers.
Well, think about it.
It's a comeback, just not a good one. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Obviously, she won.
Marianne won.
All right, but
right.
Steve, because those answers are so terrible, you get a pair of my pillows as well.
Thank you.
That's
very
pretty
much.
Good. That's pretty right. Good.
I believe it was some sort of fraud was perpetrated on you.
I had Dave Ennett on the brain, so I said Kale.
Oh, that's
yes.
What I thought
yes. That was.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I got to tell you, the chicken nipples, you got to eat a lot of them to fill up. That's a thing. They're tiny.
Oh.
Yeah, they're tiny. I'm just telling you. Oh.
Oddly, Steve's answer was similar to Steve's answer.
Yeah,
a weird,
that's actually
kind of
true.
Way.
We used to work with Springsteen.
By the way, we polled everybody in the audience. Number one answer, cinnamon and sugar.
That's what I thought.
Wendy and Harry next. First, Madeline Lepresti's been with Allstate Insurance since 1979, had her own office in downtown Hinsdale since 2000. Madeline started her career on Michigan Avenue with 13 other agents. and said, nope, got to do this myself, and went off and became her own fully licensed agent with an expertise that her many new and returning clients find very rewarding and valuable. She always prides herself on having a personal touch and treating her customers like family. Growing up, Madeline's mother taught her a deep love for animals, and she and her family are the critter keepers. They're always working at the Humane Society, making sure all those dogs and cats are well taken care of at the Hinsdale Humane Society, where she made a nice donation this morning. Here's the deal. For Madeline's Allstate office in South Washington Street in Hinsdale, pick up the phone, give her a call, 630-789-5882, 630-789-5882. And thanks to the Little Presti Agency for being one of our sponsors here. And thanks to everybody. Everybody, give yourselves a hand. Thanks to everybody at Hortons. Thanks to Mike back at the tower. Thanks to Adam here. Thanks to Ben. Thanks to Marlene and all of the folks who put this sucker on, and obviously everybody on the air. Thank you, Hortons. Shop at Hortons. Bring your money out. Leave some of it here. LaGrange looks beautiful, and you can still Christmas up your house or wherever, and we'll turn it over to Wendy and Harry next, and I'll see you Monday.
Right.